This episode examines local service ads, also known as LSA. We're going to look at what LSA is, where local service ads show up, and Google's LSA requirements. We'll also look at how law firms immediately benefit from LSA and how traditional pay-per-click advertising compares. Won't you join me as we speak with local marketing expert Mike Goldstein? This is the Focus Visibility Podcast, the podcast that breaks down law firm marketing strategies step by step for easy implementation. Hey there, Mike. Glad to have you on the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I always love it when you're on the show. So I thought we would jump into your legal marketing expertise and talk about local service ads today. And really, if you could talk to the listeners and explain to them what a local service ad is and why they're important for a law firm.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. When people think about Google ads, they traditionally think about what's called PPC or pay-per-click. And that's when you bid on a keyword in the legal field. Let's say we're bidding on personal injury lawyer near me, and you might be bidding $90, $100 a click, whatever it might be. And you could potentially have 15, 20 people click on your ad before you're able to talk to anybody. That's really not the best way to drive ROI. So a few years back, Google came out with something called local service ad. And these are ads that are not available to every industry. They are not the way you can bid on keywords, but rather they're topic specific. But there are certain areas like attorneys, like home service providers, like medical providers who provide an actual service in a local market. And you can run these ads. In order to run these ads, you have to get vetted first by Google. So what Google does is they're going to do a criminal background check on the person. They're going to make sure that you are a licensed person for whatever that service. They're going to make sure that you have insurance. One of the big pieces is you actually have to have Google reviews in order to be able to run these. So if you're brand new, you can't run these ads until you've got at least one review. Traditionally, it's about 3 reviews is what you need to even see anybody starting to click on you. So once you go through this whole process, you get approved, Google will let you start running these ads. And these ads actually appear on the top of the search engine result page, on top of traditional Google search ads, on top of the map area, on top of everything. And if you ever seen like a little carousel of three different ads, little green check mark on it, that's what those local service ads are. The green check mark usually says either Google guaranteed or Google screened, depending on what industry you're in. And that signifies to the end user that Google has actually vetted this, and it gives you that little credibility, that thing that makes this just a little bit better to the end user than the traditional ad. Now, the last thing that's important to note about local service ads and where they are very different from traditional Google PPC ads is they are not a pay-per-click, but they're more a pay-per-call or a pay-per-contact. So what I mean by that is you only are going to get charged for actual phone calls or messages you get directly from the ad. So there's no going to a landing page and then coming to your website and then someone filling out a form, you chasing them down. No. The only thing that you're going to pay for is actual people who have called you or sent a message. And we're going to get into this in a little bit, I think, but in July of 24, even that has changed a bit.
So let's clarify a little bit in traditional PPC clicks and what an attorney could pay for and not necessarily get a call. So they're paying for clicks. So if, let's say, it's a personal injury attorney and the clicks are $200 to $250 per click, mm-hmm. that attorney goes from the search engine result and then goes to your site. They may use the back button.
There's a lot of extensions to ads, but yes, traditionally, if you go through the landing page, yes.
Right. So they would go to the landing page, or they would go to, if it's set to an index page on your website, we'd go to that page. Right. And that doesn't guarantee that they're going to fill out a form or they're going to call the attorney. That just means that they've clicked the ad and they could even get to the website and then click back to Google saying, yep. I haven't gotten the results that I really want. And so the attorney is still spending $250 per click without a conversion.
Yes, that's accurate. And I think it's important to know that not every keyword is $250. I mean, we're talking about very high intent keywords. Generally, it's personal injury lawyer near me, criminal defense lawyer near me type of terms like that, that are going to generate that high. You know, a lot of times with Google Ads, you're going after a list of hundreds, if not even thousands of keywords. A lot of them are long tail terms that, you know, for example, it might only cost you $5 a click. It could be something, let's just take bankruptcy attorneys. You know, you might be bidding on the term Chapter 13 crammed down for vehicles. Right now, that's, and without getting into what all that means legally, very few people are looking for that informational keyword, but those few who do, you know, are going to pay a small amount. The thing that's important to note, though, is how many people have to click on your ad before they decide to actually call you. And it goes back to traditional pay-per-click advertising, and whether that's on Google, Bing, Facebook, Instagram, wherever it might be. The first challenge is dial in your ad, make an offer so that somebody clicks on it, comes to the landing page. Then what we look, you know, then you're going to look at, well, did I actually get contacted? Was it a lead? And then you might have to optimize the landing page. Now we've optimized the landing page. Oh, we're not getting the right kind of person. We're getting people who are looking to solicit me, you know, and it goes on and on. With local service ads, totally different scenario is these are going to be more expensive for the most part than most pay-per-click, because we don't need to get 10 people, 5 people, 20 people, whatever it might be. You're only going to pay for the person who actually calls you. And the other part of it is there is no going to the website. Google creates their own kind of landing page. And what it is it's a photo of the service provider. It's the contact information, shows your reviews. Now you have the ability to upload some of your own photos. You can put in a short description, but that's about it. So what I like to say to my clients who are running LSA ads are, you're getting free clicks to your landing page. You don't have to worry about the costs. The only ROI consideration is that I have an opportunity to actually quote somebody a fee.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And it's a stronger conversion from PPC back in the day with my lawyer clients. That was one of the biggest arguments is how much money they're spending on clicks, but they're not getting conversions to calls. So this is a godsend when it comes to that type of conversion, and really smart of Google to put it together. So how many years ago, was it about 3 years ago that they started offering LSA ads? Is that accurate?
To lawyers, it was 3 years ago. LSA is not as new as some people will lead you to believe. It's been around for about 6 or 7 years, actually. But it was mostly HVAC contractors, electricians, plumbers, people like that. Google has been slowly rolling it out. And also LSA, just like map pack results, not everything triggers an LSA, just like not everything triggers a map result. So only very specific keywords. You can't pick. All you can do is pick the category that you want to come up in, and Google's going to decide what will trigger that. So there's a little bit of an art to this rather than a science, I would say.
No, that's really, really important to know for lawyers and law firms who are going to want to say, hey, well, what keywords can I bid this on for this LSA ad? So that's great. Could you tell us a little bit about the July 24 change to LSA ads? And while we're at it, let's also kind of talk about the change to the search engine results and kind of, you know, the landscape of where traditional organic results are, the Google pack is, and the LSA ads as well.
Those are great questions. There's a lot in there to unpack. So I'm going to try and take it step by step. So when you're thinking about the recent changes to LSA ads, what the change really deals with is the dispute process and what's considered an actual lead and what you have to pay for. So like I said before, you're only paying for actual contact. So that's going to come in the form of a phone call or a form fill. Now, up until a couple of weeks ago, what was happening is that when somebody would fill out the form where they would call you, you have to go into the back as the advertiser, you go into the back end of the dashboard and you tell Google, yes, I engaged with this person. Yes, we signed them up, or no, we didn't. They weren't a good lead. And Google used that data to help dial in your ads. Kind of it was what fed the AI information to make sure that your ads are being served, because obviously Google wants to, is only going to get paid for elites. So they want it to be as accurate and as relevant as possible. But what was happening is you had some people who were taking advantage of the system, and they were disputing every single lead that was coming in, whether they actually was a quotable lead or not, whether it was in their service area or not, whether it was even something that someone who was even looking for service or not. Then there were other people who weren't disputing anything, and they were paying for stuff that might be, you know, it might have been somebody who, let's say, they lived in Tacoma, Washington, and they were down in Los Angeles on vacation, and they saw an ad on their phone who was somebody who was marketing to the LA market, and they called them. And well, that's not the service area. So, and you would, they wouldn't even get disputed. So what Google said is, okay, this is not right. What we're going to do is we're going to try and make this a little bit more automated. So what happened, so what's happening now is that Google has automated the dispute process in that their AI is listening to every single phone call, is reading every single message that goes back and forth. So yes, attorneys, the attorney-client privilege is not present in this stuff, obviously. We don't want to talk too much on the phone with people about their case because they are being recorded and you cannot shut that down, by the way. But what happens, so if Google determines that either the call was not long enough, or they determine that this is someone who's asking for, you know, you're running personal injury ads and someone's asking for their roof to be repaired, you know, or something crazy like that, they automatically will credit you so that the next month you know, when you get certain, when you get your invoice in, you're not going to have to pay for that. The challenge in this is there is no more manual dispute process. So if, for example, we're in San Francisco and somebody from Oakland happens to have contacted me for the ad, and that's just a little outside my service area, I don't really feel like representing someone who's an hour and 15 minute drive from my office, because now the court that I'm going to is another 45 minutes even further west, then I would dispute that. I say, no, I'm only marketing in this geographic area. Well, I can't do that anymore. So now we're leaving it in Google's hands. Now, I will say this, that Google in their own statement has said that overall, you should actually see a decrease in the amount of ad spend because they're picking up a lot of things that are disputable that, quite frankly, a lot of people didn't even realize were disputable. So there are going to be a lot of those, that type of dispute in there. I think the where this becomes a little bit more risky is, you're paying for leads whether or not you talk to people. You're paying for leads whether you want them or not, whether, you know, if it's just a little outside what you're doing. So there is that. But at the end of the day, Matt, I think we still have to realize this is Google's world and we all just, you know, we're playing in it. They set the rules. And I mean, what is your alternative? No, I'm not going to advertise on Google. Well, I guess the bankruptcy lawyers, you got a little bit more business coming your way. I mean, because at the end of the day, you know, there really isn't an option, but it is important to note how you need to deal with this, because what I might recommend in this situation is you can't be lazy anymore. You can't just say, show me every, you know, I want every lead about bankruptcy law. Maybe now I'm going to say, only show me Chapter 7 leads dealing with credit and only want to deal with credit card debt issues, or maybe only show me Chapter 13 that have to do with foreclosure or whatever it might be. And I apologize, I'm using bankruptcy because I am a former bankruptcy attorney. I know it very well, but I think you get the point is You want to really dial in your ads now much more so than you used to. And for that reason, it is important that you might want to talk to an agency or bring somebody in-house and have someone who actually knows what they're looking at, because this can get really expensive really quickly based on the fact that LSA ads are so much more expensive than pay-per-click. But again, the result is so much better. And it's a much, much stronger lead.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So if you were to break down a strategy for attorneys who want to get set up with LSA, what would be the strategy or micro strategy on how they would go about starting this? We've talked about an approval process with Google. Who do we talk to at Focus Visibility and law firm Ignite to actually get that set up, and how long does that take to get approved, and you know, what are the steps?
These are all great questions, and I'm going to give you the answer that a lawyer is going to give you.
Yes.
It depends.
Yes.
So Here's the thing. Some states, it's a lot faster to get approved than in other states. For example, in Maryland, I know that we can get approved in a matter of a day. In California, it could take a lot longer. The reason for that is not all bar databases are public, are connected in a public way that Google can actually verify information, such as whether or not you have insurance. So the first step is contact someone like Focus Visibility Law Marketing, probably can connect you with somebody as well. And they can walk you through the process, gather all the information, submit it for you. Typically, I would tell you to be safe. It's going to take you, presume, about 3 weeks to get approved. It might take less. It might take even a little bit more. But if you want to do this on your own, what I would do is I would go to Google and I would put in LSA login as my search query. And one of the first two or three results is going to be Google's own local service ad website. And you go in and you just start going through the process of registering. So the things that you're going to need to have immediately, and these are all things that most attorneys will know off the top of their head, is what is your bar number? That you're going to need to know, what is your Google business profile? If you don't have a Google business profile, you need to set one of those up before you even start the LSA process. Am I licensed? Am I insured? Well, if you're not licensed, I'm not sure what you're doing. Acting like a lawyer, you have bigger problems. Are you insured? I know in Massachusetts, for example, you have to tell the Division of Licensure whether or not you have insurance, and the public available website states that. Maryland, same deal. Some states, not so much. So if your state doesn't provide that information publicly, then you're going to have a copy of your declaration page from your general liability policy and your malpractice policy, and you're going to need to upload that directly. Then you're going to need to provide your social security number through a third party called Evinco, which is basically they're going to run a query on you. They're going to make sure essentially that you haven't been convicted of fraud. Now, if you have, you probably aren't licensed any longer anyway. So really not too much of an issue. I'm actually kind of surprised that they run these on attorneys because every state has that criminal requirement anyways. Once you get through this whole process of getting approved, the next thing you have to do is you got to have a headshot. This is something different for lawyers that not all people who run local service ads need. Attorneys must have a headshot. Now, if you are one of these people who don't really take good photos, or you just don't want one, and you're thinking, let's get an AI, I would advise against that. Google is able now to detect AI and stock photos even worse. You will get denied on the spot. If you use one of those, it really does need to be a real one. Keep in mind, this photo is going to be about, a half an inch by half an inch, even on the biggest desktop. So don't worry too much about it. I've had these issues with some attorneys who they want to put on their makeup and they want to make sure that they're dressed right. I got to go have my hair done before. Don't do that. Just take the photo. Done is better. Is better than 100%. You can always change the photo out. So once you get through all of that, now Google's going to look for your reviews. Now I will tell you, just like with the local 3-pack and with local SEO, reviews are a ranking factor for LSA. So the more reviews you have, the more impressions you're going to have. And this is something that's really critical. You asked a little bit about how this intertwines with the map pack and all of that. Well, LSA has their own review platform, I guess you would call it. And what happens is anytime somebody contacts you through local service ads, what you're supposed to do is go into the back end of the database and tell Google, yes, I am going to work with this person. Now, if you don't do that, by the way, it will harm your impressions. That also is a ranking factor. Engagement is just as important as the number of reviews you have. Once Google knows that you have been working with someone, they actually send off an automated email to them asking them to do a verified review, meaning that Google's sending to their email and they're going to ask, do you actually know this person? Did you actually sign an agreement with them? Are you working with them? They're not going to ask what you're doing. They're not going to ask how you're being represented or any of that. They just want to know the basics. And then they'll ask for them to put their review. Because there's a few extra questions being asked here, these reviews are being treated as priority reviews and are giving more authority than a standard Google Business Profile review. So one little added benefit, I think, to LSA that a lot of people haven't really given a lot of thought of is, hey, if I've had not the most stellar reputation, maybe I had one or two clients who weren't real thrilled with me. Guys, if you're a criminal defense attorney, you know this. Anytime you don't win your case, someone's always pissed off at you, right? And there's a bunch of Yelpers out there who want to just go in and badmouth you. If you get a couple of negative reviews in Google Profile, these LSAs are going to jump to the top and they're going to bury those. They're also much more important. And these are the ones, the thing is, when someone goes to your local service ad landing page, they're going to see reviews, but they're going to see those verified reviews way before they ever see the ones from the Google Profile. So there's an opportunity here for reputation management as well.
So if we could jump to the change in the local search engine results where LSA ads show up with the Google pack or the local pack or the three pack as it's called, and the organic, and kind of the change. So for law firms that used to just rely on organic and maybe they had a Google Maps or the local pack, what's changed and why is this such a dramatic shift in how the search engine results look and why LSA needs to be a hybrid approach for law firms?
That's a great question. So think about the landscape of the Google search result page. Mm-hmm. What used to be is sometimes it would be an ad on top. Then after that, you would basically get a bunch of organic results. Then all of a sudden we had this thing called the local map pack, which actually was like 10 or so list different. So you'd have your ads, you'd have your maps, and then you'd have the organic results. Those got shrunk down to three, which is why it's called the local three pack now. But then all of a sudden we had this thing called featured snippet, answer boxes, people also ask. Now with local service ads, those get put on top of the regular Google ads. So now, you know, in 2024, as we sit here today, you're going to see two, three local service ads on the top of a page. Then you're going to see traditional Google search ads. Then you're going to see a map area with three. And now people who are running local service ads will be put into that section as well. So you could actually double dip. And if you're running LSAs, you could technically be on the very top and in the third spot as well. Then after that, we have our answer box and we have our people also ask. And then we've got our organic results under that. So coming up organically, you got to scroll pretty far. So, which is why it's so important to be in these local service ads on the top of the page, as well as a lot of people do skip over ads, let's be real, and they jump right down to the map section. Well, now you can be in the map section. Point to note though, very, very important, is there still is no way to actually buy your way into the local three pack. It is still very randomized. And I'll tell you, I was just at a conference where there were 237 agency owners at this conference. And people were talking about this. And I mean, there were some heavy, heavy hitters there, including my own partner who has managed over $80 million in paid ads over his career. Nobody, I mean, not to a person, nobody has a surefire way to get into that local three pack with ads. But what I can tell you is if you're not running LSA, you're not going to get into it. Right. Matt, the thing you didn't touch on is we have the local three pack. We have the Google ads. We have the LSA ads. What about SGE? What about this?
I was getting there. One thing at a time, right? So, and that's going to change, you know, Google's kind of like threw that out there a few months ago and then they kind of reeled it back because they got some negative answers on it. I don't think they're done with that. I think it was more of a test. We're going to see AI in there and it's just going to push things further and further down. So before we go into AI, what I do want to see, it's going to change.
I said maybe because I'm thinking just for a minute, I certainly wouldn't put it past the company who was just found guilty of a monopoly to maybe start selling ads into their AI results. Just saying.
Yeah. So, and it very well may, and that will be a great opportunity too. So before we go stay on AI, what I do want to kind of talk about are firms that are have really spent a lot of time and effort in organic results. And you and I had a conversation before this podcast really about the different types of transactional keywords versus, you know, informational keywords and where firms still have an opportunity with organic search results. So do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah. You know, there, when you're looking at the search intent behind a query, certain intents trigger different results. So there's informational searches, there are commercial searches, there are more transactional navigational searches. So you need to think about, you know, just because the organic results are buried when everything is present doesn't mean that everything is always present. So it really, I think it depends on what your goal is. You know, if I'm looking, if I want to come up for, you know, the best DUI attorney in Newark, New Jersey, that's going to trigger all the results. If I want to come up for, you know, what do you say to a police officer who pulls you over after you've had three drinks, something that specific, that's probably going to trigger some traditional Google ads. It's not going to trigger a map. It's very unlikely to trigger a LSA unless they're going after, Google's really going after the semantic drinking, driving, and they see the two terms together. So your organic is still going to come up there. I think it really depends, like I said, it depends on what it is that the search is, but the opportunity for LSA is, you know, I think is, and the pattern that we're seeing from Google is that they're going to start using those in more and more places. So certainly, you know, if you're not running ads, I mean, it's going to be more difficult. And listen, I mean, you guys run a business, Google runs a business. They, you know, your business, you don't do, you know, charity work very often. Google doesn't do it either. So they're going to prioritize the people who pay them.
So I've got since I just looked at the Newark DUI attorney result, what I did see, which was very interesting, which we haven't really mentioned here, which we're talking about the search engine results and how the landscape is being pushed further and further down for organic. And one of the things I'm seeing here is a sponsored result with 5 site links underneath it.
Yep.
So we didn't mention site links. So those are the links that Google gives to a website when it thinks these pages are really important to are underneath the website in search engine results. But now it can also happen with sponsored results. So the question is, are these, if it just says sponsored and has a picture to the right, is that the LSA ad or is that the traditional?
That's a traditional search ad where you have actually implemented the site link extension.
Right. So that's wasn't sure because all of a sudden the traditional are now showing the picture to the right, which is mimicking the LSA ad. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the best way to tell if it's an LSA is, do you see the green check mark next to that particular ad?
Right.
That's, you know, and I think it's semantics we're talking about here. It doesn't really, to the end user, they don't care what kind of ad you're running or if you're running an ad at all. They want a result. And when we're talking about DUI, we're talking about emergency services. I don't really think anybody cares, you know,
who they talk to.
They just want to talk to somebody who can be in court tomorrow morning when the arraignment happens.
So I think it's confusing for attorneys. If it's confusing for marketers, because the image that they're putting up of the attorney to the right of the sponsored ad didn't used to show up on traditional pay-per-click ads. So that's mimicking what an LSA ad looks like with the image. So that in itself is a little confusing in the search engine results as well.
It does. And remember that that's not going to show up for everybody. You need to know enough about Google ads to know to upload that. Again, this is why I say with LSAs for attorneys, you have to have the headshot because they're making that mandatory. Not so much so with traditional ads, although who knows? I mean, I think that we are a visual society overall, and you know, people respond to images more than to words.
So the other thing to note for law firms is that if you have a sponsored ad show up within the three pack, the local three pack, it's at the top of the local three pack. It's not at the bottom. So once again, preferential for ads above the fold or above in the three pack. And just who are they going to call first? They traditionally go down the list, right? So, and they'll dial and whoever answers first. And if nobody answers, they're going to go to the next one. So this has been really, really fascinating. And I think it is critical. So my next question is going to be, do you think that LSA ads are worth it and why? Can you actually discern that in why it's important? And I would actually say with the change of all these SERPs, you know, why a hybrid approach is important.
So to answer that, I would say absolutely 100% they are worth it. If I were to select one and only one type of ad to run, whether it be a call only, a traditional search, a display, I would run LSA all day long. Now, the challenge in doing that is there's only so much search volume for LSA. So it's very hard to hit your mark if all you're running is LSA. But the reality is this. Let's circle all the way back to the beginning of this podcast. We talked about pay-per-click and the fact that you might be paying for 10, 15, 20 clicks before you get a single contact. You can't make a sale. You can't get retained if you haven't talked to somebody. With LSA, you're only going to pay when you talk to them. So anyone who clicks on your LSA ad, goes to the landing page, reads a little bit about you, that's free. So all day long, I'm paying for LSA. With the now advent of LSA and adding it into the local three pack, giving me the opportunity to double dip. And again, knowing my ROI is only if I get a physical call. To me, it's a no-brainer. I think the challenge that I have is simply this. Let's go to traditional organic PPC stats. And these are time-tested evergreen stats. All right. 30% of internet searchers click on ads. That means 70%, 7 out of 10 people skip right over the ads and they go to the local three pack or the organic results. So with that in mind, I'm not saying that you're trying to trick somebody, but it is very easy to miss that little sponsored link in the local three pack. And I don't know what the stats are, I don't know what the demographics are, the KPIs or any of that on this, but just my gut tells me 50% of the people who click on a sponsored LSA ad in the local three pack don't realize until after they've clicked on it.
So I'm going to go further with that, saying that since the organic has been pushed down so far, traditionally people would be very delineated as to where the organic results were. It's very confusing now, even for marketers, like, oh, is it here or is it there? Because it's kind of spread out some places. So what they might be clicking on might be a sponsored, could be organic. You know, it's kind of all up for grabs. So I'm going to ask one more question to wrap this up, because you actually talked about call only ads. So if you run out of LSA search volume, right, or the volume of those calls, So what is the next best type of ad to get conversion? And we've talked about this before. Could you explain a little bit about switching once that volume is over to a call-only ad, and what does that mean?
Sure. Well, let's take a step back. What is the next best ad to get a conversion? I think we have to define what a conversion is, because a conversion is different to different people. Conversion meaning what is the action I want someone to take? So I might just be in this for branding. You know, I've got plenty of work. I just want to stay top of mind, and a conversion really is a click to my website. A conversion just is having name recognition, you know, vendor type of stuff, right? Or a conversion might be, I need to pay my bills. I need to charge $3,500 10 times this month so I can file 10 Chapter 13 cases. I need to bring in another $10,000 a month from my OUI work, so I need three more cases, right? So let's presume, I think for this sake that we're talking about, I need lead gen. Right? With that, the next best is what I call the call only ad, which is an advertising. It's a traditional Google search ad. So it's not an LSA. It's going to appear under the LSA, but it is only going to target people on mobile, meaning that if I'm sitting here on a desktop like I am right now, or a laptop, or even an iPad that is connected to a phone, by the way, the ad will never show up to those people. So we're targeting people at the bottom of the buying funnel, at the bottom of, you know, their journey is, I'm ready to have a conversation. And the call to action is going to be tap to call right now. So we don't want to send people to landing pages. We don't want to send them to our website. We want to call. But here's where it's a little different. Unlike with LSA ads, where I have no control over what's going to trigger that, I'm bidding on traditional keywords. So I'm going to have 5, 6, 10 ad groups, however many I need. I'm going to be able to even use those call-only ads through the Google Display Network on a retargeting campaign if I so desire. I can bid on, you know, if I'm in the personal injury field and I don't want to spend $92 or $192 or whatever it might be per click, I'm not going to bid on that term because I know that there's no dispute process. And if I get somebody who's just looking to solicit me, I'm still paying $92. I have that option. So these call-only ads, I think, are actually, in some situations, they're better than LSA in that I have more control. They're far inferior to LSA from an ROI standpoint because I have no control over how many clicks I'm going to get, short of setting my budget. Does that answer the question?
No, it does. No, it sounds great. So it sounds like, as we're dialing in the LSA ads and we're getting a hint within the first 2-3 months of kind of like, what is the volume of calls that we can get, right? Then we can really dial in the bidding maybe of the call only ads to fill in the gap there.
Yeah, for sure. And the other thing with LSA ads you want to keep in mind when you're talking about bidding and budgeting is that the cost doesn't really change a whole lot. It's based on competitiveness. It's based on the target market that you're in. With call only ads, it's going to fluctuate a whole lot more. You need to be a lot more on it in terms of day-to-day management. I can tell you that LSA over the course of 90 days is probably not going to fluctuate more than 5, maybe 10%. With call only, I mean, we could be talking about 300% changes over the course of 2 weeks, depending on how competitive something is. So, you know, or even just weekend, you know, if I'm doing DUI, I can guarantee you that Saturday night and Sunday morning DUI ads are going to cost a heck of a lot more than Wednesday 12 o'clock DUI ads are. Not going to happen with LSAs.
So with LSA, so what I've heard from you is that the reviews are going to help you get more impressions. Is there a way to, first of all, how many LSA ads is there a limit to how many LSA ads will show? I think what I've seen is there a click for more information box underneath LSA ads where it will show you others. So I guess the question that most lawyers are going to want to say is, how do I get to the top of the LSA ads? And versus included in that underneath in that more button. How do we do that?
I would tell you, think of LSA ad impressions very much the same way you think about SEO impressions. Is it's going to get better over time. It's not going to happen overnight with LSA. So a big part of LSA is reviews, and a big part of LSA is engagement. I can tell you from personal experience, we had a client who we was maxing out their LSA budget, and I'm talking like 10K a month max out type of stuff for just one category. They didn't answer their phone for a week. They went on vacation. They didn't tell us. They didn't shut off the ads. Their LSAs died the next week because they got something like 15, 20 phone calls and didn't answer a single call. That's an engagement factor. Google does not want to drive phone calls when they're charging for you to talk to these people if you don't talk to them. So you absolutely have to answer every single phone call. And for that reason, I'd be very careful about the hours that you set on your LSA when you are open. Do not say, yeah, I'm open 24/7. Unless you've got a 24/7 answering service, And by the way, these are very expensive calls to take for an answering service to take if they're not going to vet them and schedule them. Not, oh, I'm, you know, thanks for calling me. I'll take your information. I'll have the attorney call you back in the morning. No, you want to have an appointment setter who has your calendar already available if you're going to run those types of ads. But the best way to get to the top, like I said, is answer your phone, get reviews. When you do actually talk to somebody, immediately go into the LSA dashboard and click off the check mark. Yes, I spoke to this person. Google knows you spoke to them because they're recording it, but they still want you to go in and acknowledge that. But then you want to say, was it a good lead, bad lead? Good lead. Was I able to book them into, you know, for a service? Yes, no. Was I not able to? Because of this type of data that you're feeding Google, you're going to get better results and you're going to get more impressions. And it happens in the inverse. If you don't engage, if you answer your phones, but you don't tell Google anything, your impressions are going to drop down. The other thing you can do, quite frankly, is you can max out your bid. It's something that I highly recommend if you have someone who's watching it for you closely, because the cost of the actual call is not going to change. Whether you're bidding, you know, $10,000 a week or you're bidding $100 a week. If the cost is $100, you're going to get one call. All right. What you can do is you're sending signals to Google that I want more phone calls, the higher the bid. Because what you're doing is you're putting a monthly bid or a weekly bid. It's not a per call bid. So if you're saying I'll pay $10,000 a week, I want that many phone calls. It's very easy to dial that right down to $100 a week, you know, once you hit that threshold. So and again, this is something where the average attorney is not going to do that. I mean, you don't want to get slammed with 7 phone calls at $250 a phone call for personal injury lawyer overnight, and then, you know, just ignored for the next 3 days before you go in. So this is a strategy that's really better suited when you have a full-time person doing this, or you have an agency who has somebody on this at all times.
So it sounds like you really need 2 or 3 things. You need to be able to dial in the hours that you're going to use this. And if you're not going to use it, whether you're going to be on vacation or whatever, or the weekend, whatever it might be, you need to make sure that it's turned off for that time frame. It sounds like you have to go into the dashboard and engage deeply with that, and that you really need some type of phone setter to vet these calls and get them on the calendar. So not necessarily in that order, but yeah, it sounds
then you want verified LSA reviews as well. So this is actually one thing I didn't touch on, is there is a short link that you can send to your past clients to give you verified LSA reviews. I strongly recommend that you send that to anyone who's worked with you in the last 3 years. Anybody who possibly could remember working with you. The one thing is, do not send this to grandma. Don't send this to your neighbor. Don't send this to your associate who Yep. is going to be on the same IP address you are when they log in. Because Google can tell all that, because they are going to ask questions. And especially grandma, you don't know how she's going to answer. Right. But even, you know, the associate next door, you know, you guys, hey, you do one for me, I'll do one for you. Don't do that. If you're in the same IP address, it's going to get picked up on. But
yeah,
legit reviews. I mean, and this is why these are called verified reviews, because they really have a verification aspect to it.
Okay.
And Google, we could call people and check on it.
So you're starting to say things to not do. Is there anything else that they should do?
Well, they should send the LSA review, the form out to anybody. They should answer their phones. They should engage with the dashboard. They should max out the budget best you can, or at least set as high as you possibly can. These are all really key. And you should really think about what are the practice areas and what are the subsets of those practice areas. And then go into the dashboard and see, does Google offer that subset as an option?
So that is fantastic advice. Is there anything else that they shouldn't do, though? Like other things they should avoid that they can get banned on, or things like that? So just best practices.
Don't use AI imagery. Don't lie about your services. Don't blanket send reviews out to everyone you've worked with. since you can cherry pick, let's make sure we're getting positive reviews. These are all things. And it's a little self-serving for me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. If at all possible, don't DIY it. Local service ads are a very expensive prospect done wrong. They're an incredibly profitable one done right. And even if you want to have someone in-house and you want to have your paralegal, your office receptionist do it, get a consult with somebody who can, you know, and just like you would, someone would consult with you for 3 hours, consult with somebody for 2 or 3 hours just to make sure you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Mike, it has been amazing having you on the call. And for anybody who wants to work with Mike, Focus Visibility and Law Firm Ignite work together as partners on different projects. And we'd love to talk to you about your LSA ads and how we can get you guys validated and start in the program. So we're going to make sure that the different things that Mike has suggested are in the show notes. And we'll also have a blog post that breaks down the strategies of the micro strategy that Mike talked about on how to actually get started. This has been wonderful. Well, Mike, you're a consummate professional. Love this conversation. And I will just say this to anybody who wants to actually look at this. The search engine result pages have dramatically changed within the last 6 months. If your phone calls are dropping off, I'm sure you're wondering why if you're focused just on organic. So take a look at the local search engine results, and you're going to see, once you find the organic results, you're going to see how far down the page they are. They almost look there like they're on the second page. And LSA ads are going to be what can actually rescue your firm. So thanks so much for being on the show, Mike. I really appreciate you being here, and I'll be talking to you very soon.
Thanks so much for having me. It was fun.
Yeah, that was great. Thanks. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Focus Visibility Podcast. You can find the step-by-step instructions on how to implement the marketing strategies we talked about in today's episode in the companion blog post linked in the show notes of this episode and in the YouTube video description. If we provided you value, please consider leaving a review on the podcast platform of your choice. This is Matt Hepburn for the Focus Visibility Podcast, and we hope to see you next time.